Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, I see a headline this morning on the presidential stage. Colin Powell says he'll vote for Clinton.
Well, as some people would say, either on the car commercials or a presidential candidate, that's huge. And, of course, he is beloved as a figure in the United States. There will be those who don't like him because of the war and because of allegedly having lied about weapons of mass destruction. And yet he's an extraordinarily sympathetic character to many of us and to many Republicans because, after all, he's a man of color, and he is a former Secretary of State, former war hero, and I suspect a member of the Republican establishment, which has been railed against by Donald Trump. So when the Bushes and Colin Powell and others come out for Hillary Clinton, it's huge. And I have to say, I would expect nothing less of the guy.
The Affordable Health Care Act receiving lots of criticism by Donald Trump with the premium increase for some plans. And the Times is editorializing on that, saying Affordable Care Act premium increases are a fixable problem.
Of course they are. And a lot is fixable when it comes to health care. As you know, David, I've always thought that universal health care is the way that this country should go, like so many other countries. But it was interesting because during Vox Pop yesterday, we had a telephone call from somebody who said that basically the millions who were getting it on the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum were on the dole. And why should we be supporting people on the other end? Well, you know, you go to any westernized democracy and you're going to find universal health care. Hey, look. I'm on Medicare. I love the program. It works extremely well. We could do the same thing. So from where I'm sitting, Hillary Clinton has a couple of years. She has 2 years before the Republicans take back the Senate, which is a prudent way of looking at the fact that they have something like 25 of the Democrats, 25 or 26 seats to defend in 2 years in an off election where they quite frequently lose. So if she's going to make a mark, it has to be during those first 2 years. And as somebody who's been deeply concerned about health care, I hope Hillary Clinton will understand that the insurance companies and the drug companies, which have been treated incredibly well, too well, during all of these debates, should be cut out. And we should start talking about using the resources of this great country to make sure that everybody has decent health care.
Well, you and I have talked about the vote of women in this presidential election and how important that is for the presidential candidates. Now, this story, Trump, black voters hear all too familiar voice for many black Americans. Trump's campaign rhetoric has been anything but shocking. Instead, they see the nation being exposed to the words and thoughts they've heard their whole lives.
Well, here are the two things that people have been calling Trump. They've been calling him misogynist. I think at this stage of the game, it would be hard not to believe that. And then the second is that he is racist. Racist when it comes to Muslims, racist when it comes to others of color. He says he's not. He showed up at a black church one time that I can remember. And of course, he says to the people of color, look, you had it rough up until now. You gotta switch now because it can't be any worse. Well, it can be much worse. And we've come a long way and we have a lot longer to go. That's for sure. So you ask yourself, who is likely to do more? Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, who was called by many the first black president, or Donald Trump? Now, David, we see videos circulating around showing that on top of everything else, there's a certain problem that Trump has because it turns out that he was a big fan of the Clintons. And he's on tape all over the place saying how he supports Bill and Hillary and how wonderful they are and what a great president Bill is and the rest of it. You know, there are just so many of these things that can keep surfacing, especially 2 weeks before the election, that somebody who is running is going to have to contend with.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, David. Murray and I are ready to roll.